Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you on this day. This beautiful day in May, although it's still a little cloudy here, it's still a beautiful day. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to think about what the weekend is going to bring. And we've got some things I want to share with you. Some will be fun. I think Daniel will be joining us here in a little bit. And he's always a lot of fun. I love it when he gets riled up, don't you? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, as always, we praise you and we give thanks to you for all the blessings you have given us, for your watch care over each and every one of us. Father, how you're there when we're on the mountaintop and you're there when we're in the valleys. You stay with us. You never forsake us. Thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy and your nature of forgiveness. We thank you for your sacrifice, for the sacrifice of many who have given their lives for us. How you gave your life for us, for our salvation, because you wanted us with you for eternity. We thank you, Father, for your liberty and for our freedom from sin through Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that you have blessed us and we continue to ask for your blessings. We are such a spoiled people. Use us, Father. Guide us and comfort us. Make us a bold and courageous people, witnesses for you. The light that we will share your light unto the world. Equip us, Father. Equip our hearts and our minds and our souls and our bodies. I ask for your protection over this nation. Protection over those who are in leadership. But, Father, guide them. Place blockades in front of them when they're trying to do evil. And make them successful when they actually try to do good. Protect each and every one of us, Father. Be with all those who are traveling this weekend. And it is for such a time as this that we come to you each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we get into this weekend, I don't know if any of you hoist a flag. They put a new flag up in our little park that I live around the park area here in this town. And they put a new flagpole up. We were a little bit disturbed when they took the old one down, but it's a bigger flag and it's lit so they can keep it legally up at night. But the traditions for Memorial Day, the American flag should be hung at half staff until noon on Memorial Day. That would be Monday. Then raised to the top of the staff after noon. And since the year 2000, when the U.S. Congress passed legislation, all Americans are encouraged to pause for a national moment of remembrance at 3 p.m. your local time. What kind of a impact would that make on this country if every American at 3 p.m. stopped, gave a moment of silence and reverence in honor of all those who have passed away in this nation, who gave their lives, and then said a prayer for the awakening of this nation? A turning back to God at 3 p.m. Now, most of you have some kind of phone or alarm clock or something. Set that for 3 p.m. on Monday and do this very thing. The federal government has also used the holiday to honor non-veterans and the Lincoln Memorial It was dedicated on Memorial Day back in 1922. Now, Bill Federer will be joining me on Monday, and we will bring a special show to you, and he's just packed full of history, and I'm always amazed at what he has to say. So it's been a long time since I've had him back with me, and I promised him as we talked here a week ago that we're going to do it again sooner than later than what I have been. It's just been neglectfulness. That's all it's been, because I just absolutely love the man. So I took to writing just a little bit, and I'm going to share that with you. I think I'll wait till after Daniel joins us. I think I'll wait till then. Donald J. Trump, he was the 45th president of the United States, and many of us think he's still the president of the United States, but we're just fooling ourselves, aren't we? But he went after Rhino Paul Ryan, and I kind of think it's funny because, for one thing, I just love the way the president talks. You gotta appreciate his non-humility. I never liked Paul Ryan. I didn't like him from the get-go. I really didn't know. It's one of those things where I couldn't put my finger on it other than I said he was a rhino in making. So I went and voted because I voted against Obama, but I was not very proud of myself voting for Romney and Ryan. And now you know, and you can hate me if you want to. Sometimes I hate myself. Anyway, Donald Trump put out a statement. He says, Rhino Paul Ryan, who became a lame duck Speaker of the House, lost all vote-getting capability with the people he represented in Wisconsin and was the single biggest factor, other than Romney himself, for the monumental Romney-Ryan loss in the presidential race in 2012. And he puts in parentheses, oh, by the way, I got more votes by far, 75 million, than any sitting president in history. And he is now speaking to other Republicans, telling them how to win elections. Interesting. I was in the great state of Wisconsin when they booed him off the podium. I literally had to rescue him. Do you remember that? That was during 2016. Well, that was when President Donald Trump was running the first time. And Paul Ryan was Speaker of the House, and he was there, and he got booed. And he got booed because he kept standing against the president every time. Well, he wasn't the president then, the presidential candidate. Every time he said something about building a wall, Paul Ryan would shake his head, no, we're not going to build a wall. And they booed him, and Trump had to come to his rescue. Yeah, we are. We're going to build the wall. Aren't we, Ryan? Are we going to build the wall? It was comical. You have to go back and see if you can find some of those. Ryan should instead be telling them how to stop the cheating of elections and that they would have won if Republican leadership fought the way the Democrats do. It was the day that Ryan went on the board of Fox that Fox will never be the same. That Fox totally lost its way and became a much different place, with millions of its greatest supporters fleeing for good. Paul Ryan has been a curse to the Republican Party. He has no clue as to what needs to be done for our country, was a weak and ineffective leader, and spends all of his time fighting Republicans as opposed to Democrats who are destroying our country. As a Republican, having Paul Ryan on your side almost guarantees a loss for both you, the party, and America itself. You know, you have to appreciate Donald Trump's his words. Ryan is a rhino, and they are fighting the Republican Party because they want it to go back to being what it was. And if you remember, they lost in 2012. In 2012, we gave the House the majority, we gave the Senate the majority, we the people, and they did not do what we wanted them, elected them to do, which was defund Planned Parenthood and get rid of Obamacare. Nope, they didn't do it. You know why they didn't do it? Because they didn't want to. That's why. They're profiting from this. When we come back, I believe we'll have Daniel Turner, but later in the show, I'm going to share with you some funny things I put together, but I believe there's more truth than funny in them. You might be a woke American if you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Boy, I don't want to put that in there. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back. We're not woke. We're awakening.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, Liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings Liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer's and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Daniel Turner with us. Daniel, how are you today?
Beth Ann, I am doing well. I hope you and your wonderful listeners are too.
I am doing good and looking forward to a weekend. Are you going home for the weekend or are you going to stay there and take care of the farm?
Oh, no, I'll stay here. I got some wonderful Memorial Day plans scheduled with some friends. There's a big horse race nearby. I have the truck. So I was asked to bring it to haul everything, but my truck is absolutely filthy, so I will have to spend some time cleaning up my truck. So the girls in their sundresses and big hats don't feel disgusting when they sit in the car.
I was going to ask you, you had a big hat. If you're going to the horse race, you got to have a big hat.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
The girls have to have a big hat.
Got
to
wear a bow tie. But it's a fun little tradition here where I live. It's a 100-something-year-old horse race, and now it's just a silly tradition that's fun, and it's nice. It's the first time after all of the craziness of COVID. There was it last year, but it was on Zoom, so it wasn't very much fun to watch the horses. Maybe the horses were on Zoom. I'm not sure how they did it last year, but whatever, it was compliant.
Well, you have a great time. That sounds like a lot of fun. I'm almost jealous. I got a full weekend coming. I got kids coming in, and I've had to change my plans, which I haven't told a whole the other side of my family. I haven't told them yet. I've got to change plans. I've got a granddaughter. She just graduated. It's her senior year, and she made state track again. And so we're going to go watch her run track.
Oh, very nice.
And got a birthday party that's not really a surprise for my husband. And the kids are all coming in for that. And they say they're doing all the work, but I'm baking two cakes. So anyway,
well,
we have a big weekend.
Well, if you have a house full of people, then you are exactly hitting on the topic that I wanted to talk about.
Oh.
And that is, anyone been to the grocery store recently? And these are the things that, and I've said this a million times on your show, Beth Ann, and it's not to be self-deprecating, or it's not a humble, woe was me, no one cares about energy. I've said it a million times. Energy is not always a fun, sexy topic to talk about. It's boring. It's and that's why it gets ignored. But when we make energy expensive, we make everything expensive. And anybody this Memorial Day who was gone to buy a hamburger or even flour to go bake yourself some cakes, anyone who has bought anything. I went to fill up a propane tank. It was almost $30. Everything becomes expensive when energy becomes expensive, because all those costs get added on to consumers. The energy company, the farmer is not going to pay more. He's going to charge more, right? The Stop and Shop or Safeway or Giant or whatever grocery store you use, they're not going to just suffer the loss. They're just going to charge more for their ingredients, et cetera. And this is the problem when you have morons like we do in this country, morons who tinker with the energy grid. They passed on all the costs the average citizen, and they're the ones who are going to struggle the most this Memorial Day weekend.
They're immoral morons, I think I would put it that way. Well, I want to share something with you here real quick, just because you mentioned energy and saying it's not, you know, sexy or romantic. But I'm writing, you know, I'm doing my little, what is his name, Foxworthy thing. You might be woke American if, and one of them, and I'm going to give Rudy credit for this one, because he came up with this one. If you believe your electric car is a non-polluting machine. So see,
that's perfect. Yes, that is spot on accurate. It's just the ongoing frustration I have with so many of these issues. They really, and we go back to one of the things I love about you and I love about your show is you always go back to the 30,000 foot level of our foundation, the founding documents, the core principles that founded this country. And one of them was that we didn't want government involved in every aspect of your life, because our founders knew when they got involved, they always made it a little bit worse. They made it more complicated, they made it more expensive, or they limited your freedom. And that's kind of where we are right now. Government is involved in so many of these decisions that we're like, who cares if Biden gets elected? Who cares if Trump gets elected? It's no big deal. Nothing changes until you have to go to the doctor and you have the Obamacare premiums and you say, holy cow, this is expensive. Or you start going to the grocery store and, who cares about inflation? Well, when your meat prices are a third higher, that's a lot of money, right? That's expensive. When bread is 40% higher right now, as it is, gas is 100% higher.
Lumber is over three times higher.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. These are the things that we're going to build a deck this Memorial Day weekend. Maybe help Dad who's putting an extension on the house. Not at these prices, you're not doing that. I'm sure there are tens of thousands of half-finished home projects because they said, well, we just simply can't afford it right now. I need to buy more drywall. I need to buy more lumber. I can't afford it right now. It's four times the price. These are the things that when we have these people in government playing with big institutions like healthcare, energy, and we haven't even talked about the sacred ones like life, these are the consequences.
You know, it is a mess, and it's getting worse, and I don't know about the woke folks, you know, if they're ever going to wake up and realize that they have been fed so many lies and deceived in so many ways. I don't know if they'll ever wake up to the fact of that. And that's sad, because that's our future. These young people are our future, and they're the ones that they're brainwashing, so to speak, with this cancel culture and this critical race theory. And instead of teaching the children to be colorblind, they're teaching them to judge everyone by their skin color, which is the very essence of racism.
And that's the I am an optimist by nature. Another thing I love about you, I believe you're an optimist by nature. But when it comes to the future of the population of my country, I'm not super optimistic. I know young people are always kind of young and dumb, and they wake up and they grow up and they mature, et cetera. But when I do look at our young people and their leader, Greta Thunberg, they are truly a brainwashed people, the critical race theory, but they're a deeply unhappy people. You look at the amount of rate of suicide. You look at their counseling. We laugh at the fact that high school seniors need cuddle puppies to get through exams, and they talk about being traumatized in freshman year of college if Ben Shapiro comes on campus. And they literally break down in tears saying, I'm so afraid that he's giving a speech. And I say, boy, this is really alarming. And they're the climate change generation. They're the wokest generation.
I just had an idea. What if you had a cuddle puppy and his collar had all the answers to the test on it? That would be the way to go.
Maybe they're smart.
Now that's a cuddle puppy. Now you know why I didn't go to college.
me neither.
I didn't have a cuddle puppy with all the answers. But you're absolutely right. And, you know, that starts at home. You came from a fairly large family. You probably weren't told, now, Daniel, you know you're privileged. So, yes. My folks didn't think I was privileged. Anytime I thought I needed a new dress or new shoes, no, you already got your winter shoes. You don't need another pair.
Exactly. It's something we have to constantly work on as a culture, as a community, as a church. You know, our church rates are plummeting. We got to get people back into church.
Yes.
That's a concern. There's lots to worry about this Memorial Day weekend. But you're an optimist. I'm an optimist, and we'll fight the battles that we can. And me, I will just stay focused on energy because we have to make life affordable.
I don't know if it's going to be possible for you and the little crowd you're going to go out with, but at 3 p.m., wherever you are, they want take a moment of silence for just a moment and remember this country, remember our fallen, and say a little quick prayer that God will bring this nation back home at 3 p.m.
I will do that at 3 o'clock. I will set my alarm, so at 3 p.m. I will
and,
do that.
And your whole crowd, you tell them, no, Beth Ann told me we had to do this.
Oh, everyone knows about your radio show, Beth Ann. It's the favorite one.
God bless you. Well, we're going to try and do that. Even though I got a house full of people, we're going to try and make that happen because I think it's important. And then I got the idea, what if everybody across this nation at 3 p.m., wherever you are, whatever time 3 p.m. is where you are, took that break, gave thanks, and prayed that the nation would return to God and freedom and liberty and life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Have a great pursuit of happiness this weekend and stay safe with all your friends there.
God bless you, Beth,
for all you do.
Thank you.
See you next week, all right? You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and when we come back, we're going to tell you, you may be woke. Yes. And we'll be right back. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty.
Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. That's 800-418-5778.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I am going to share with you my funny little quips about you might be woke, you might be a woke American if, but first I want to share with you something that's a little more serious, and actually came up with some things that I've actually cut in there, only not putting it in a funny way. He says, no, the Capitol trespassers aren't terrorists. And this is written by a Peter D. Abroska. He, at the end of this article, he says, we are entering a period of political persecution unlike anything we've seen in American history. On September 11th in 2001, Mohammed Atta, a radical Islamist of Egyptian descent, snuck a box cutter onto American airline Flight 11, which he used to hijack the plane and crash it into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. He was joined by 18 others who, employing similar tactics, hijacked and crashed 3 other passenger planes, killing nearly 3,000 people. Unless you're just waking up, or you're woke, from a 2-decade coma, you've probably heard that story. He said, at the risk of understatement, 9/11 was a tough day for America. It was a day that changed the course of our nation's history. I'm going to add, he did not add that in here, but we also lost many freedoms after that.
But in the aftermath of 9/11, he says, something rather remarkable happened. America became more united. In fact, "United We Stand" became a sort of unofficial slogan as Americans of all backgrounds, colors, creeds, and political afflictions came, affiliation came together in solidarity to honor the dead from the horrific day and move towards an uncertain future. I saw where he put "United We Stand," and I thought, that's so much better than "We're in this together." Osama bin Laden was the mastermind behind 9/11 attacks, and he founded Al-Qaeda. He goes on in this little article, and he explains that he was in college when President Obama had Osama bin Laden killed, and how they cheered and rejoiced because Americans were safe because this bad guy was gone. He said Americans didn't have to fear anymore. The world's most wanted and dangerous terrorists, after a decade on the run, now occupied a body bag. He says, so you'll have to excuse me if I find it insane that Ashley Babbitt, an Air Force veteran and mother who actually deployed to fight the likes of bin Laden in that very war on terror, and who came home only to be summarily executed by an unidentified police officer. I'm not sure it was a police officer, folks. Inside the Capitol for little more than trespassing. All of a sudden shares the same designation as bin Laden himself, the terrorist. You'll have to excuse me if I can't wrap my mind around equating the Proud Boys and a bunch of goofballs who closely resemble frat brothers than airline hijackers and Al-Qaeda. Now, he's saying this because the left is wanting you to believe that Ashley Babbitt is another Osama bin Laden and that the Proud Boys are Al-Qaeda. He says, you'll have to excuse me if I'm not buying the big lie that January 6th was remotely the same as 9/11. He says, because Ashley Babbitt is not Osama bin Laden, the Proud Boys are not Al-Qaeda, and January 6th was not 9/11. These statements are obvious to anyone with a functioning brain, which seems to disqualify the political left. He says, I don't care what Joe Biden says. I don't give a darn about Christopher Wray or the hyper-partisan of the FBI's threat assessments. And I certainly wouldn't be caught dead nodding along with Don Lemon, or Lamone, if you want to call him that. He doesn't like it. As he cries about a phony insurrection. Unlike the aftermath of 9/11, America has not become more united since January 6th. In fact, we've become more bitterly divided. And I'm not going to read the entirety of this to you, but you get the understanding. If you sit down and you actually use common sense and logic, the things the left, the media are telling you, you can see that they are absolutely lies. He goes on and he says, in reality, there is no enemy at all. Just a few hundred upset people from flyover country who perhaps rightly feel as though they're not being heard by their elected officials and who can now be used as political tools for dishonest partisans. Like any other words, the meaning of the word terrorist is beginning to erode. They use these words. He goes on, he says, the same for the term democracy, which is really just code for ruthless obedience to the prevailing left-wing narrative. He says language is the primary mechanism of communication. If the words that comprise our language lose meaning, it will become impossible for us to understand each other. We will become, and are becoming, inherently less connected and more divided. You know, he says Nazi, fascist, and white supremacist, insurrection, and coup can all be safely added to the list of terms, no longer have any real meaning. In other words, they use these things and they cry wolf, you know, like the existential threat. They cry wolf all the time. That's my words, not his. I'm just telling you what they do. Perhaps more concerning is what the American regime is currently doing to the capital trespassers. The regime's actions are without question more evil and immoral than the act of trespassing at the capital itself, and I put amen to that. Because you see, as we've told you earlier this week, they are still being held. They're being held for trespassing. That is what they're being accused of. That's the crime. Literally, that is the crime they are being accused of. And they are in solitary confinement. Still, they're not allowed any bail. They're not allowed out. And again, he says, we are entering a period of political persecution unlike anything we've seen in American history, all premised on the lie that fascist, white supremacist, terrorist, insurrectionist attempted a coup on January 6th, a lie constructed using words that no longer have any agreed upon meaning, and it can only end badly. Well, I would take it a little bit farther. You know how I am. The insurrection had already taken place. The coup already took place. They didn't quite get it done, but they did steal the election. I have no doubt in my mind they stole the election. You know, Donald Trump came out, and he was right. Now he was right. The Chinese virus did come from the lab, not from a bat. Not from a wet market. Well, you may be woke, but you ain't free if you believe these following things. Now, I'm going to hold them off until the next segment. And in closing, I'm going to leave them with you. And you can think about them over the weekend as you maybe have some new ones. You know, you may be woke if. If what? We're going to be a little Foxworthy. But at the end of the day, we need to understand what Wake Up America means. It doesn't mean woke. Isn't it comical how they come up with these little slangs, this woke business, as if they were awake? They're woke to what? That's not even proper English, but then none of their language is it? This young man that wrote this, he also says in his bio that he's a proud law student dropout. That will kind of go along with something in my, you might be woke American if. There's lots of things that we're being told, and if you believe them, you might be in a lot of trouble. Got to learn to think for yourself, think outside the box, step away and look at the bigger picture. And it's only then when America will wake up and bring America home, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. That's 800-296-1213.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I took to writing this. I actually had been thinking about it all week, and I took to writing it this morning. A little aggravated with myself because I had some other ones that I came up with that I forgot because I didn't write them down. You may be woke, but you ain't free. You might be a woke American if you believe guns assault people. If you believe to keep and bear arms is about hunting. If you believe health care is a right. If you believe insurance is health care. If you believe abortion is health care. You might be a woke American if you believe free speech is bad because you hurt people's feelings. If you believe lying is protected by free speech. If you believe in the phrase separation of church and state. You might be a woke American if you believe government handouts are free. If you believe government owns the land, and if you believe government should restrict travel. If you believe America is a democracy, you might be a woke American if you believe or want everything you're entitled to. If you believe entitlements are rights. If you believe the government is here to help you. If you believe minimum wage is about fairness. If you believe wages should be determined by government and not work performance. If you believe in equity instead of equality. You might be a woke American if you believe climate change is an existential threat or any threat at all. If you believe your mama is your daddy and your daddy is your mama. If you believe in the term birthing person makes a female something other than female. If you believe using the term biological male or biological female is logical. I knew you'd like that one, Rudy. If you believe corporations should hire according to your political or religious opinions and views. If you believe wearing masks, one, two, or three, keep you safe. If you believe stimulus checks stimulate anything. if you believe being dependent on government social programs is independence. You may be a woke American if you believe the two-party political system has guarded liberty and not been getting rich, and not a get-rich plan for politicians. If you believe lawmakers make laws to protect liberty. If you believe politicians should be lawyers. If you believe the rule of law is racist. And if you believe we even need new laws for anything. You may be a woke American if you believe media. Period. You may be a woke American if you think it's big news what kind of ice cream the president eats. I'm going to stop there because I got a little something to say about that. You remember when President Trump became president the first time? And he had his first dinner there in the White House. And their dessert was ice cream. And the media went nuts because he had more sprinkles than everybody else. He had two scoops of ice cream instead of one, or three instead of two. But when Joe Biden gets ice cream, oh, what kind of ice cream do you have? Well, it's a double chocolate chip. Wait a minute, isn't that like having too many sprinkles?
He overindulged, for sure.
Oh, I think so. And I don't think it's good for his health. Where's his doctor? We need to have his cholesterol checked. All right, back to, you may be a woke American if you believe every person standing on our soil is an American citizen. You may be a woke American if you believe CO2 is bad for you. If you believe your electric car is a non-polluting machine. You may be a woke American if you believe mostly peaceful protests are insurrectionists, while violent protesters looting and burning down cities, beating up old people, are simply collecting reparation due to them. You might be a woke American if you believe we're in this together. And we should accept the new normal. You may be a woke American if you believe the Constitution is an outdated piece of paper. If you believe any of these things, you might be a woke American. But you ain't a free American. You've been manipulated into a belief that dependence is a good thing and God is a bad thing. Perhaps we have too many Americans that never had to fight for anything, had no true or noble cause for anything, and freedom isn't free, and great things come from hard work. Greatness is not measured by money and stature, it is measured by courage and heart. Greatness is not measured by what a man or a woman accomplishes, but by the opposition he or she overcomes to reach his goals. I would say many Americans today haven't had to fight for anything or scrap for much. Not these young folks. Because their parents were good parents and wanted them to have everything they didn't have. You know, every generation says that, and we get more and more spoiled as we go along. As we head into this Memorial weekend, a time of reflection, 3 p.m., remember 3 p.m. on Monday, and have your flags, if you can, have them half-staff now, until noon on Monday. I wrote this several years ago. I call it A Broken Nation, and I'm going to share it with you in closing. A broken nation cannot be free when people hate and disagree. Removing bits of history brings discord, not harmony. From our revolutionary days to wars on prairies against the brave, from civil wars to world conflicts, this young nation stood the test. Resisting tyrants on foreign lands, freeing others from their hands, it was the blood of our young men. Strangers' freedom they did win. When once for independence they fought, now a people who want for naught, less satisfied with what they've got, more longing for what can't be bought. But if they'd only stop and think, their liberty is on the brink. Together when the people stand, their strength and freedom are in their hands. The people who once fought for independence now scream for government dependence. Our history is tried and true. The future now is up to you. Liberty is always in the hands of the people. and only the people, we the people, are the ones who can bring America home. It's America, my friends. Everyone who is on this soil is not a citizen. But if you choose to be an American citizen, you need to read your Declaration of Independence. You need to understand that honor needs to go to those who have fallen for your freedom. And that's not George Floyd, my friends. My father fought in World War II. My father-in-law, he fought in World War II, was a prisoner of war. They knew sacrifice. I had a great-great-grandfather who fought in the Civil War. Lost his horse. They were guaranteed if they lost their horse, they'd get paid for it by the federal government. His family is yet to be reimbursed for that loss. Liberty. It isn't in the government's hands. They're incompetent. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, and it is in the people's hearts that will bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.